She's running, Kamala Harris confirms shadow campaign after Biden ousted. By Bradley J. on July 21, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris confirmed she will run for president hours after President Joe Biden announced he would end his re-election bid, subsequently endorsing Harris. The process ahead for Democrats is murky, at best. But Harris must answer multiple questions regarding her complicity in allegedly covering up what many voters have suspected as Biden's diminished capability as put on display during his June 27 debate with Donald Trump. Harris called Biden's decision to end his campaign a selfless and patriotic act, adding by doing so he was putting the American people and our country above everything else. She did not specifically attribute his action to an acknowledgement that he could not beat Trump or an admission of his diminished condition. Harris must also answer questions on her potential role in pushing Biden to the side. Elite liberal activists and donors, many who have already flocked to Harris's campaign, pushed Biden aside despite him overwhelmingly securing the delegates necessary to be the nominee. Her statement in its entirety reads, "On behalf of the American people, I thank Joe Biden for his extraordinary leadership as President of the United States and for his decades of service to our country. His remarkable legacy of accomplishment is unmatched in modern American history, surpassing the legacy of many presidents who have served two terms in office. It is a profound honor to serve as his vice president, and I am deeply grateful to the president, Dr. Jill Biden, and the entire Biden family. I first came to know President Biden through his son Beau. We were friends from our days working together as attorneys general of our home states. As we worked together, Beau would tell me stories about his dad. The kind of father and the kind of man he was. And the qualities Beau revered in his father are the same qualities, the same values, I have seen every single day in Joe's leadership as president, his honesty and integrity. His big heart and commitment to his faith and his family. And his love of our country and the American people. With this selfless and patriotic act, President Biden is doing what he has done throughout his life of service, putting the American people and our country above everything else. I'm honored to have the president's endorsement and my intention is to earn and win this nomination. Over the past year, I have traveled across the country, talking with Americans about the clear choice in this momentous election. And that is what I will continue to do in the days and weeks ahead. I will do everything in my power to unite the Democratic Party and unite our nation to defeat Donald Trump and his extreme Project 2025 agenda. We have 107 days until Election Day. Together, we will fight. And together, we will win." Notably, Harris chose to attack Trump over Project 2025, an outside effort to prepare staff and other aid to the next Trump campaign that Trump repeatedly has denounced. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter @BradleyJ.